Well, we're here at the Live Room again, and welcoming Lady Masonry for the second time at the Live Room. So we'll say hello to you all again. Then we've got your voices.
Hello, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Rowan.
Hi, I'm Hazel.
And you seem to have another member of the helper in the band, Neil.
He comes in his own little van and gets here earlier than us usually and sets up, so it's really nice for us.
Here's our sound engineer. Just to clarify.
So one of the last things we were talking about when you were here last, where you were going to the Isle of Egg and taking part in the Songs of Separation. So what was that experience like?
Amazing, yeah. So that was over the last couple of years, really. That's been quite a big part of our work. It was a project put together by a Scottish woman called Jen Hill, and she brought together 10 musicians, 5 from England and 5 from Scotland, to sort of collaborate and find common ground, really, amidst it was the time of the Scottish independence referendum that she got the idea for it. And it took place on the Isle of Egg, 6 days on the Isle of Egg to create, arrange and record an album, which just won Best Album at the Folk Awards. So yes, it went quite well. Yeah.
And what about the relationships? Well, because you were writing, weren't you? You were being creative, so that must have been quite tense at times.
It was intense, very intense. Mm. When you have something like that, I think we had a goal. Mm. We had to record an album by the end of those 6 days. So actually, I think we all remember the time on Egg as being incredibly intense, as in the music had to be the focus. Mm. And everyone was sort of, busying. Well, we didn't really have a solid schedule at the beginning. We didn't really know how it would unfold. It was quite organic, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And people had brought some ideas, but a lot was actually created once we had the group together. And it was a very cathartic group, a lot of energy, a lot of people that hadn't worked together before but maybe knew of each other. So, Yeah, it worked.
We watched the clip of you all walking into the cathedral cave, and that looked pretty fascinating. And get fit as well as writing, I imagine, on that. But since then, you've continued writing and doing also work in your other bands. It sounds as though it's been a fantastically busy couple of years since we've seen you.
We've been doing lots of different projects. And yeah, I think that's the thing, always on the folk scene, often you're involved in lots of different projects at different times.
Yeah, and I think our involvement in Songs of Separation inspired us as well to sort of in the final stages of our latest release as well, Cycle, which is now a year old.
I'm just trying to think what has happened since then. There's loads has happened. I mean, we've all got albums with our kind of other projects, haven't we? So the Rheingans sisters have had another album. The Askew sisters have had another album. I've done a solo album.
Well, we thought we'd give you the chance to what you could remember, because it's always challenging when you're travelling and place to place. But that was before commenting that the write-up that came to us with Cycle was more useful than most. You know, often they're full of things that you already know. So one up to James Soares, actually, because as I read through this, I thought of various bits of praise and so forth, which are well-merited, and various bits of information we already knew. But near the end, actually, in the last few years, Lady Masonry have toured across Europe, visited the USA as an official showcase artist at the Folk Alliance International, and performed in a contemporary classical secular requiem composed especially for them by award-winning composer Emily Hall. They've also been 2017's Artists in Residence at Hallsway Manor Centre for Folk Arts. I just read that paragraph because I thought those four things are really interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe you could tell us a little bit in sequence about those things. Will that be all right? Starting with you toured across Europe, but any particular bits of Europe that stay in your mind?
Yeah. Well, this spring, actually, we went to the Netherlands and Germany, which we'd never toured there before. And we did a concert live for radio and, just got to see that bit of Europe. And, it was fascinating, actually. And what else? We did a tour in France.
Yeah, we did a tour in France yesterday.
Yesterday.
Two years ago.
Yeah.
Two years ago, maybe. Yeah. We travelled. We did 5 or 6 states across the south of France. Mm. We got booked for a beautiful festival above Nice in a little village. And then, because my sister lives in Toulouse, she has a lot of contacts across the south, so we did gigs in Marseille and Montpellier and sort of across that, and ended with a gorgeous gig in Toulouse that was sold out, which for us in the south of France was a treat, you know. That's not a given for us at all. So, and we're planning more European stuff for next year as well, so it's... something we'd like to do more.
Great to keep the European connections strong.
Yeah, especially at the moment.
Yeah. Now, I've just been picking Ron's brain about the Folk Alliance International because, of course, they have been to that event in February in Kansas City and have identified various people. In fact, the last gig here was Harrow Fair that they met, but not in an official event. They heard Harrow Fair in one of the hotel bedrooms. Yeah. But you were official showcase artists. So what does that mean at a big event like that?
It means that you get a proper stage to play on, rather than having to play in a bedroom. And I mean, ideally it means that a load of bookers and promoters will come and watch you, although I find that event to be a bit too big, to be honest. There's too many people sort of, I don't know, competing for the same very, very small amount of useful delegates who are actually there. So my overall impression of that event was not particularly positive, actually. Yeah.
It was a very interesting, like, introduction to a certain scene in America. It was interesting because we were there. EFDIS kind of supported us to go, and usually does take a few acts each year. And it was interesting being there at the same time as Leverett were there, because what Lady Mazer and Leverett sort of had in common, I think in some ways we sort of stuck out a little bit, like sore thumbs in that scene that is very much more about sort of the singer-songwriter, maybe slightly Americana, maybe slightly country, guitar-based folk. I mean, obviously folk's a massive genre, so that stuff is also, there's a great place for that. But I think for us I think people were slightly confused at what we were bringing. We didn't have a guitar in our band, that was the first confusion. But it was definitely an experience. It was good for us to do it, I think, and just learn about that and maybe then think, maybe we should go to Womex or somewhere where we might make more sense. I don't know, yeah.
Well, that then follows with the range that you cover and the training that you have, that you would also have been performing a classical secular requiem composed for you.
That was a few years ago. It's composed by a contemporary classical composer called Emily Hall and a writer called Toby Litt. And it was called Rest and based on... the writer Toby Litt said his mother had passed away and he'd been looking for secular remembrance songs and had really struggled finding anything. So it was a whole requiem on remembrance and death, but in a secular way. And it was amazing. They just got in touch with us and asked if we would mind having something written for us. And we're like, yeah, sure. Yeah. And it was a really interesting experience, actually. Also learning something from music, because we do all read music, but in this band we do it all by ear, basically, mostly. So it was quite fascinating, actually, to work in a different way. And I think a lot of the themes have kind of actually worked their way into our material a little bit as well, which is nice. Yeah.
Would be exactly what I was thinking in relation to listening to Cycle and your song Order and Chaos, which was very moving. And various other aspects. It's a much more contemplative album than Mayday, and requires, in a way from us, a different kind of listening, which is a good discipline. I hope the Lyrium audience is going to warm to tracks from Cycle. But the last thing was, again, something unknown to us. We didn't know about Halsway Manor Centre for Folk Arts, and what an interesting place. And has that been a good year of being artists in residence?
Yeah, it is an interesting place. It's in... deepest, darkest Somerset, so it takes a little while to get there, but it's a very beautiful, very old manor house that also houses a library, with an amazing amount of texts and tunes and different collections that are quite local to there as well. In more recent years, it's really trying to be a centre for folk arts, so most of its work is a lot of education stuff, so weekend courses and week-long courses, a lot of local school stuff as well. So we've been running singing weekends, and then we've all been involved on instrumental weekends for our various instruments. It's a great place to visit.
You're also down as reinventing mouth music, and it's probably more difficult to remember, I thought, because you've all got to be singing the same diddle. D, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, when we first started to sing together as a band, I think one of the songs that we do, we actually wrote down all the different syllables, all the dums and dahs. But I think as the years have gone on, we've become a bit more organic in the way that we work. And I think, and intuitive about what kind of syllables work, and we sort of slot them together quite easily now. So,
And just wondering, now that Cycle's been out for a while, you know, what are you currently writing, and what style of album might come next?
We actually think we might like to do a live album soon, which will probably be maybe a couple of new things, but mostly sort of some of the older stuff that's grown a lot, because we're performing with our own sound engineer, and we're finding that we just make a much bigger sound than we ever did before. So we've kind of revamped a lot of the old songs, and we'd really like to have a kind of new record of how they sound now. So we'll do that, but then I think we also have an album of new stuff to come as well. What form that'll take, I don't really know yet.
Well, we'll look forward to it and hope that you're doing the live show somewhere we can get to. Okay, well, looking forward to tonight. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you.